Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frell, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary. We have the big game tonight, Ireland against Latvia, international friendly in Dublin. And I know it's only a friendly, but we have one eye on the game against France next Monday, Mary. So we're looking for some clues tonight, looking ahead towards that game next Monday. The Irish manager, what's that?
There'll be a big crowd there as well.
Absolutely.
Most people who were there had to buy tickets for
this. It was
a
double deal.
Yeah,
double deal. Very clever. Very clever. It's going to be a big deal for Evan Ferguson because Stephen Kenny has confirmed that he's going to start tonight, which is a big, big deal. Evan is only 18 years of age. He is, by a long shot, our most form player at the moment within that squad, playing for Brighton. He's only 18. He's been outstanding form for Brighton. Has two caps already. This is his first start. But it's also a very important night for Matt Doherty, who's hoping to make his mark. The defender, he made the surprise move to Atletico Madrid from Tottenham back in January. And you have to say, on paper, fantastic move, going to play in Spain. But he just hasn't got the opportunity on the pitch. And tonight he's going to skipper his country. And he's been telling Tony O'Donoghue why tonight is very important for him in terms of getting that match fitness and confidence.
Yeah, that's true. So for me, it's quite a big game just to get my lungs going, get the kind of game time in my legs. Look, obviously, in the last camp, I was off the back of an injury and struggling for fitness in that way. But at least this time, I've been training regularly for a long time. Before I left to go to Atletico, I played five of the last seven at Tottenham. So, look, it's quite important for me just to get my legs and my lungs back in action.
Yeah, you talk about physical fitness, but there's the mental and almost the psychological aspect as well. I mean, how's your head at the moment? You're not getting into the Atletico team.
Yeah.
You know, you had been doing really well at Tottenham until the injury.
Yeah.
For Ireland, we want to see you at your best now. You're seen as a senior player at this point, and we have a big, big year coming up.
My head is fine, you know. Like, I've never lacked belief or confidence in my own ability or myself. Obviously, things happened like a bit fast over the course of the end of January. You know, it was a bit of crazy. Once I went to Atletico, it took me a few weeks to kind of just settle down and just realise all my surroundings and what was actually happening. Obviously, you want to play, but for me, it's just the experience I'm having will benefit me in the long run.
That is Matt Doherty. Let's hope he can find some form tonight and do well ahead of next Monday. That interview is part of our television coverage tonight on RTE. Matt has been talking to Tony O'Donoghue. The game is live both on the television and RTE Radio 1 Extra. It gets underway at 7:45. More later on that. Arsenal lost 1-0 in the first leg of their Women's Champions League quarterfinal away to Bayern Munich. Katie McKay played the full 90 minutes for Arsenal. The second leg takes place next Wednesday. The Camogie Association has cancelled their All-Star Tour to Canada. Now, it had been scheduled to take place just a week out from the start of the championship. So the timing wasn't hectic. I think everyone agrees with that. There will now be no tour this year. In the Leinster Under 20 Football Championship last night, Westmead beat the defending champions Kildare. Impressive victory because seven of the Kildare team played in last year's All-Ireland final. Dublin got the better of Wicklow. Louth were denied a first win at Under 20 grade when they lost to Offaly. Offaly got a late goal there to get them over the line. Things, though, looking really up for Louth football at the minute. Laois beat Carlow. Meath too strong for Longford in the Munster Minor Hurling Championship. Clare won against Tipperary, and Limerick secured a victory against Waterford. That game between Clare and Tipperary last night was a sellout. There you go.